All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Coffee with Mark today, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we talk about what's happening in these markets and how we're trading them. Today is Tuesday, January 23rd. The S&P and Dow make new records. The Dow is taking a little bit of a hit today. And airlines rally after United earnings. Home builders are down. Solar stocks up big. Plus, we'll look at our CSIQ position and show the WTF signal that we closed for a nice win today. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, if this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge. I am head coach at Rockwell Trading, and Marcus will be with me on Friday, but he's big, busy in Vegas, winning big. Nah, he's not a gambler. And instead, he's working on a few big projects, a few big things. But he'll be back here on Friday joining me, and we'll be back in action next week. Anyway, that wasn't the intro that I expected, but sometimes that's how it goes. Let's go ahead and jump to the charts. And let me show you the S&P 500 here. And where'd that go? All right, we're live. Okay, so the S&P 500, look at this, actually turning negative. Yesterday, making new records again, rallying, finishing just a little bit below where we started the day, but still positive. So the S&P making new records. Today, if we look at a five-minute chart, a little bit of a muted move, you could say, in a pullback, not a whole lot of volatility. In fact, look at this range that we've had since yesterday. So yesterday, we had that gap higher. We rallied, made new intraday highs, pulled back a little bit, ended up finishing positive with a new record high. But we've really just been in this range with the traders trying to figure out what comes next. I mean, the S&P is in a tiny range of about 10 points since 11 a.m. yesterday. That's a tight, narrow range for the S&P. And traders definitely trying to figure out, is this rally sustainable? Are we going to see a continuation? Is it time for a pullback, some profit taking? Right now, that's yet to be decided, but the S&P flat, slightly negative technically for the session, down 1.5 points as I speak. Now the Dow, a little bit lower, down 0.4%, also higher yesterday, finishing up 0.4%. Now, given back yesterday's gains, actually leading the way lower out of the indices, the major indices that is. So Dow definitely lagging. The NASDAQ was positive for most of the session. And if we go to a five-minute chart on the NASDAQ, similar to the S&P, look at this. Look at this tight range. The NASDAQ just trying to figure out, what do we do? NASDAQ in about a 50-point range, which is nothing. The NASDAQ right now up 11 points for the day, and that's not even a tenth of a percent. Right. So where do we go? Well, if we go to PowerX Optimizer here, we take a look at the economic calendar. We see that there still isn't a lot of data out this week, but there's some to come. Flash manufacturing PMI, a couple of red flag reports tomorrow. But we feel that advanced GDP on Thursday, pre-market, an hour before the bell, and core PCE. This is what traders are really looking for. On Thursday and Friday, some potential market moving data. And we also get deeper into earnings. So if we go to the earnings calendar, we did have some big names today. Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Verizon, General Electric. And these were definitely making some waves, but not enough to really get the overall market moving. Things pick up, though, with Tesla tomorrow, Visa on Thursday, a couple of big names, and then next week, a very busy week as well. Let's take a look at the heat map and just see what the S&P 500 looks like overall. And we see that a little negative, but it's not the big seven really leading the way, the magnificent seven, right? Nvidia down a little bit, Apple up a little bit, Microsoft down a little bit. Just not a whole lot of leadership right now. Traders trying to figure out what comes next. Meta up a little bit, 1.3%, but a little bit mixed. Now, Johnson & Johnson down 2% after earnings. DHI, where'd you go? Here we go. DHI, definitely one of the bigger movers with home builders following in line here. So DHI taking a hit, down 8%, 8.7% right now. And this comes on earnings that were below expectations. Revenue better for the quarter, but earnings not what was expected. And this is kind of taking a toll on other companies like Toll Brothers. TOL, we see here down, 5% for the session. And there's another one that popped up that we looked at. I can't remember, but TOL. Oh, is it Lennar? Len? I think so. Not on the scanner anymore, but also down 4.6%. So taking a little bit of a hit. And we could also take a look at, let's look at UAL, United Airlines. So UAL up big, up 6% today. And we see here, better than expected earnings, better than expected revenue. So nice little move there from United. And this is carrying over into some other companies. American Airlines up a little bit, up 3.8%, although earnings for American come out in 2 days. Love Southwest Airlines up 3%. So kind of carrying over what the leadership there with United and what they had to say in that positive earnings. Investors thinking that, hey, this might be what we can expect from other airlines as well, with Love reporting in 2 days, as well as American. Now, let's talk about solar. Look at this. ENPH, Enphase. Enphase, up 2%. Reversing, it actually got off to a nice start today, reversing a little bit here, but still positive. They were up about 4% pre-market, I think, going into the open here. And this is because of an upgrade from Truist, from hold to buy. Now, Truist said that they actually expect that they say that residential solar stocks are approaching a bottom after a rough 2023. And that the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates should benefit these names. I mean, this is what we've said all along and why we decided to do a rescue on CSIQ, and we were comfortable holding it. But this definitely a nice little move for Enphase. Another company that was upgraded by Truist, Nova, NOVA. Look at this, though. Reversing, still up 2.2%, but this one was up about 6% pre-market. Now, let's talk about our open positions. And this is where we saw a nice move in CSIQ. CSIQ up huge today. Now, they also had a bit of an investment by BlackRock. So actually, let's go back over here. Look at the headline. So here we see Canadian Solar shares rise as Recurrent Energy Unit gets $500 million capital commitment from BlackRock. So that combined with a little more interest in solar with those upgrades, I think that that really helping CSIQ. We'll take it because if you recall, we were assigned shares at 21 last week. We sold the 21 put, got paid nicely for that. Pardon me. We started to fall a little bit, but then today it got as high as 25.43. I really would like this to stay put, stay at these highs and take off with that rescue that I did. This is up to date. My cost basis now, $29.91. My break even, $29.25. So still down on this one. But that rescue mission definitely helping out. We just want to see this continue to run, not lose some steam. But this is what we've said all along. We basically have this inverse move between yields rising and solar energy, solar companies falling. And that cutting of rates or that dialogue, that shift in reducing these rates and yields potentially dropping, it's going to help solar make it easier to be profitable there. And it will also draw some attention and investment, theoretically, from investors who can look at this and say, you know what? This is too much. This is overdone. This company is still going to be around. And this is a buying opportunity, right? So that's what we're hoping for. Big move today. Looking pretty good. Still up 11%, even with this reversal. We just want to see this continue. So nothing for me to do here, but that rescue that we did at 21 last week, well-timed, right? So this looking pretty good. Any e-reporting earnings just around the corner. NEE, nothing to do here. NEE, just kind of going sideways as we approach earnings. We'll have to see if we get some positive market moving activity on the 25th. So earnings in 2 days, they are reporting before the bell. Right now, looking for this one to get back up to these levels, break through those highs. Sitting tight right now, nothing for us to do. Now we can take a look at Oxy, because Oxy was a stock that we were assigned shares on, and we have sold calls, or I have sold calls. I sold the 57 calls that expire Friday, and right now the stock's trading at 56.74. So collecting 30 cents premium on those calls, which yesterday was 37% annualized. This one for me right now, cost basis 57, break even 56.62, sitting tight right around where we got assigned. And this is what we want to see, what we like to see, where you have a stock that's finding some support, selling puts near support, and just kind of trading in those ranges. I think this one could be a fun one for the next couple of weeks. So right now, working out great, nothing to do with Oxy, and those calls expiring on Friday. Now, UPS, this one's interesting because UPS, after this pullback, rallying for the last couple of days, today it was looking great, got up to 160.46. I was keeping an eye on calls because my break even's at 160.106. My cost basis is at 165. And there really isn't premium for this Friday, but because earnings are next week, we have some inflated premium because of earnings. And this is where if we go out 2 weeks, so I'm going to bring up the calculator and we could look at UPS. So if we look at this Friday's expiration and we take a peek, we will see that the 165, 3% annualized for this Friday. We need to sell the 160 to get any premium that's decent. And this is what Marcus did. I think he got a buck and a quarter yesterday for the 160 calls, just cleaning up with his UPS position because he was able to get assigned at 157.50, just doing an outstanding job getting paid there. I'm in at a higher price. But if we go out to January or February 2nd and look at the premium potential, we see that you could actually go to 167.50 and get 31% annualized, maybe get a $1.60. So this 165, $2.30, this is super tempting. This is super tempting. This was higher today when we were trading above 160, but bringing down the cost basis $2.30, that is on my radar. I was hoping we get a little more follow through today because this was looking great. And let's actually go to a 5-minute chart. I want to see exactly what this 5 minute looks like. See, we were rallying here. It looked like we were pausing and we might see another leg higher, instead reversing and getting back to today's open. Oh, that next week's calls, super tempting, but I'm going to see if we move a little higher, get some more premium on that. So that's on my radar, and definitely interested in taking advantage of that extra premium in those calls for next week. Now, moving over to the Win the Fear strategy, seems like this is a new favorite of our viewers. We could take a look at open positions that I am in. So I am in all three of these. CVS, nothing to do right now. It's still an open signal. The entry 96.65. We're down a little bit on this one. So this is a losing trade, but we've had a lot of nice wins recently. And then we have Morgan Stanley right now, still open, entry at 84.85, 85.89 right now. So up nicely. No signal to close yet. Schwab working out just great. This one getting in at 60.93. It's trading at 63.50. So up nicely on this one. We'll see if we have an exit signal for tomorrow, but still open right now. Now, as far as exits go, we did have an exit signal today, and this was for Bank of America. So Bank of America, entry signal at 31.72 on this day, and an exit signal to sell the position today at the market open. That's what I did, and I was filled right at the open at 32.54. So nice little one here for Bank of America. WTF signals still proven to work out nicely here. Winning the fear when you get those oversold conditions and a big pullback that's ripe for a rally that might last 4 or 5 days. So working out nicely here. Bank of America, no longer in it. UPS, that's one that I'm watching. Curious, are you trading any other stocks right now with the wheel? Are you using PowerX Optimizer? Did you take advantage of this WTF trade? Any other wheel trades out there? Are you selling calls? Did you sell calls in Oxy? Let us know. Post it in the comments. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe. And we'll be back here tomorrow. So until then, happy trading, everybody.